Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk to you today about taking vacations and getting away from work and having a break. Right? When we think about vacations, one of the biggest reasons to do it is for your own mental health. There's a problem in working too much. There's a problem in us not taking time away and reflecting and truly appreciating what we're doing and where we are and spending that quality time with family where we're focused on our family and we're not focused on work, because so often we spend so much of our time just focusing on work. You go to work all day, you come home, there's issues you have to deal with, you're responding to emails, you're responding to phone calls. And if you're being totally honest with yourself, if you're anything like me, very often you're just still caught up with work even though you're done. And even when you are with your family, there's still some things that are seeping into that equation. So it's really about mental health. And so sometimes we really want to take those vacations and we want to come back in a better place mentally. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing is realize that you are away and that you are on vacation. And vacation means that, you know, you're getting away from work and hopefully you're in a place where you won't be interrupted. But at the very least, you want to set up your email and put an out of office in and let people know that you're not going to be there. And you want to do the same thing on your voicemail for telephone calls. You want to let everybody that works for you or around you or that can support you know that you're going to be away. Let your key clients know that you're away. And you want to set all this up before you go. And so the other part of this is to have a designated contact person that can monitor emails if necessary, that can monitor your voicemails if necessary, and do some triage for you so that you can really focus on what's important for you. So that's and if indeed there is something that comes in that needs to be dealt with, that contact person has instructions on what constitutes something worthy of contacting you. So if there's an emergency, they have a number for you, whether it be your text message that they're sending you or a phone that they're calling you on. But there's very specific criteria for which that they should contact you. And you should be clear about where they should contact you and where they should not. And so that's a big part of it. Just having somebody there to monitor things, to say, okay, you know, we can handle this, can wait till you get back. This can be handled by somebody else. Or this is something that we ultimately have to get with you on because it is so critically important that you have to deal with it. And we're going to bother you on your vacation. But make that the last possible resort and make sure you've got things in place to prevent it from happening in the first place, if it's at all possible. And then the other thing you have to think about is when you come back from vacation, that becomes a very stressful time because now all of a sudden, you know, your inbox has hundreds of emails. You know, you got a ton of voicemails. You know that there's a bunch of people that want to see you and want to talk to you. And there's probably some problems that arose while you were gone. So what do we do? So the first suggestion here is that you come back a day before you go to work. So if work starts on Monday, the suggestion is you come back on Sunday. And on Sunday, that's when you start to use that time on Sunday to catch up on your email and your voicemail, right? And go through it all yourself and flag things, one, that you need to get back to. Create to-do lists, number two, for things that you're going to do that you need to work on in the future, and respond to those emails so that, you know, what you're doing essentially here is you're taking inventory of everything that happened while you were gone. And there may even be a contact person that you can call on that day before you come in just to check in to get, you know, a real life or a real view of what happened. So you're not walking in Monday morning and waking up first thing Monday morning very stressed out over everything that's happened. It allows you to ease your way back in, take that inventory and start to come off that mental break. Now, here's the one thing you may be thinking about. You may be saying to yourself, well, like my wife right now who just opened a yoga studio, she doesn't really have that person yet that she can completely trust that'll run things for her while she's away. She's got some good people around her, but there's nobody that's really fit into that. The question you have to ask yourself is, do you have that person? And if the answer is no, priority number one for you is finding that person. And that's what I keep telling my wife. You need someone that can handle things for you while you're gone, or you can never get away, or you can never appreciate getting away. So this is a critical piece. So there's got to be somebody around you that you can trust. And if you don't have that person, find somebody that can at least take responsibility for certain things and do some of the triage work that we're talking about. Right? That's really what it's all about. And if you have that person, then you're better able to take those vacations and take the mental break that we all need. Right? We all want to live balanced lives. There's no way to live a balanced life unless you can get away from what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, meaning work. So make it a priority to get the right pieces in place and use some of the techniques that we talked about to really get yourself ready. And when it's time to come back, don't just jump in first thing Monday morning because that's going to be really stressful. Do the triage work ahead of time. Sift through those emails and those voicemails before you come back so that when you come in Monday morning, assuming that's your first day, you already know where you are, you're ready to go, and you're ready to move forward. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for more episodes of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, number one, if you haven't gotten away for a long time, take this opportunity before the end of the summer to get away. While you are away, do everything humanly possible to be away and to not engage with work and to not engage with your business. And if that means having somebody there to take care of things for you, make sure you have that person. And if you don't currently have that person that you can trust to do things for you, your first order of business is to find that person, get them in place, train them, give them instructions so that you can get away. And if that emergency comes up, they'll have a contact number and they should have a way to get to you. But for the most part, you should be able to get away and just be with your loved ones, be with your family, and clear your head.